Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester, in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week on Morning Prayer, we've seen that the power of God, good, is present to get people out of prison. The examples we looked at involve people getting out of actual prisons, but that same power of good is active and present today to get us out of whatever metaphorical prison we may seem to be in. A crushing load of debt, an abusive domestic situation, a debilitating physical condition. Whatever the prison may be, the power of good can get us out of it. Exercising this power of good requires more than wishful thinking. Like Daniel in the lion's den, we need to put evil behind us, not focus on the material evidence, and instead acknowledge the power of good and understand that it is indeed present and effective. Acknowledge that it's real, no matter what the situation is. Like Daniel, we need to understand and proclaim our innocence, that we're not helpless humans cast adrift to suffer, but rather are alive to the power of good and can see it operating on our behalf. Like St. Peter, we can see that nothing can hinder this power or keep us from experiencing it. This shaking up of the usual human ways of thinking and acting can break us free from their shackles, just as St. Paul and his companion saw an earthquake crumble the walls of the prison they were in. Christ Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The power of good is the truth. May we all know it and be free. Amen.